quiz. You got to respond to 10 scenarios, and we'll tell you if you're bad at dating.
I can already tell you I'm going to fail this one.
You have the hots for someone in your extended friend group. Mm-hmm. Do you A, ask them out, B, drop hints until they ask you out, 3, avoid them, or 4, treat them as a friend, whatever happens, happens?
Let me see. Somebody in my extended friend group.
Right.
I have a crush on. No, because you can't drop a hint. Here's the thing. You can't be the one to do anything, because if it doesn't work out, then you got to see the person all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do D. I would not do a thing. And if it works out, it works out.
Okay, treat him as a friend. Okay.
Treat him as a friend.
You schedule a date for 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Do you show up at 7:55, 8 p.m., 8:20, or 9:30?
8:20. Yeah.
Really?
Of course. You don't listen. If you get there too early, you're too desperate. If you get there exactly on time and he's not there, you feel like a jerk. If you get there at 8:20, you want to keep them waiting. See, 9:20 or 9:30, whatever that was, is just rude. That's rude.
Right.
I think 20 minutes is like 15, 20 minutes is a good buffer.
I think, you know, 15,
that says,
20
I'm still interested, but I'm not desperate.
I think that's rude. That you're not sure. If I told you we're going out at 8, be ready at 8. Okay, your date says something rude to you. Do you A, laugh it off, B, stand up for yourself, 3, leave, or say something rude back?
Oh, I would definitely say something rude back.
Okay.
Listen, just because I'm dating doesn't mean I'm not going to fight with you. We're starting immediately. You need to know who you're getting involved with.
Okay, you're on a date. You're not really feeling the date.
Okay.
Do you make an excuse and leave, run out when they're not looking, tell them that you're not interested and go, or grin and bear it?
No, I would tell them I'm not interested and I'd go.
Oh,
I'd be
okay.
Like, look, this is obviously not working out. Like, I'd put it on them too. I'd be like, look, obviously you're not into this either. I wouldn't just be like, later, you suck. I would be like, obviously this isn't working out, but I think you totally sensed it. So let's just cut our losses. Nice meeting you. Thanks for the drink.
Your date texts you and says, we should meet up again, but you really don't want to. Do you don't reply, reply saying that you're not interested, reply saying you're super busy, or accept the second date?
No, you ghost him.
So don't reply at all.
Do not reply.
Another day, another date. You okay. Get asked to do an activity.
I'm getting asked out a lot. Wow. Look at me.
You get asked out to do an activity you've never done before. Do you? Are you down with it? Sounds fun. Google the activity beforehand. Suggest that you do something more familiar or refuse to show up.
Hey, Siri, what's curling? No, I'd be down with it. I'm always willing to try something. If it's a sports thing, sure, I'm willing to try something new.
Okay, so if a guy says, we're going to go jump out of an airplane, that's going to be our first date.
No, I won't do that.
You say you're down with it.
Well, no, it depends on what it is. I mean, let's go horseback riding. Sure, why not? Let's go archery. Yeah, let's shoot some arrows. But if it's let's jump out of an airplane, I mean, then that's a deal breaker. That we're not for each other. Like, if that's what you're into, go find that girl.
You're on a date. The person you have had a crush on for ages walks in. Do you ditch your date? Try to hang out with both of them, like some movies would have you do. Smile and wave, but stick with your date or pretend that you didn't see him walk in.
Definitely try to hang out with both of them.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Because look, if I'm just on a date and a guy I know, you know, no one knows I have a crush on him. He's just a guy I know. You know, soften the blow. Come over here. Like, check out this guy. Like, you guys should meet. And then, yeah, I would totally do that. And I've done that.
You're really into your date. You really like them.
Uh-huh.
Do you tell them on the date, ask them out again, wait for them to say something, or try your hardest to appear uninterested?
No, I'm pretty honest. I think I'd be like, I mean, I wouldn't fully compliment them like, oh my God, you're amazing. I don't know how I found you. I'm so lucky. Oh my God, I'm in love with you. I can't believe it's only our second date.
That's every one of my dates.
I mean, I think the very first date you go out on, you got to be like, okay, look, I'm Anthony Michaels. We're having a Halloween themed wedding. Just telling you right now, if that's a deal breaker.
And a stormtrooper is going to marry us. So if you're cool with that, then I think we get naked now.
Yeah, right. Just get that out of the way. Be like, listen, it's either going to be a Star Wars theme and like Yoda is going to be my best man. Or it's going to be a Halloween theme wedding. Like, just, you just didn't know that about me immediately. Right. And if that's a deal breaker, it was very nice meeting you.
So you ask him out again. That's what you're going to say.
Yeah, I'd ask him out again. Sure, why not?
Okay. You don't hear back after the date, do you? Send him a message, move on. It was probably wasn't meant to be.
On, you got ghosted.
Message them till they respond or show up at their office with flowers.
Ooh, wait a minute.
You don't hear back. Do you send them a message? Do you move on? Do you message them until they respond, so just nonstop, or do you show up at their office with flowers?
Showing up at the office at flowers with flowers, sorry. Showing up at the office with flowers, it's that can go either way. Like, either that says, I really like you, and you maybe didn't, I didn't make a good impression, you didn't take me seriously, and it's really romantic, and the person's like, wow, she's really into me. Or it's like, stalker. You know what I mean? So it depends. I've done both. I've just been like, ugh, whatever, I'm moving on.
We'll say moving on for this.
Yeah, I guess moving on.
Finally, your biggest flaw in dating is being too intense, being too weird.
Yes.
Nothing, I am what I am, or being aloof.
Yes.
Being too intense. I'm putting that down for you.
I mean, I'm too intense. I've also been accused of being a little weird.
Wow. It says you're great at dating.
That's a terrible dating test. But you know what? That's how you know it's a bad dating test. If it says that I'm good at dating, it's a terrible dating test. Don't follow that one.
Whether you're looking for a life partner or a bit of fun, you know your worth and certainly aren't going to settle for anything less.
Wow.
You should go out and start dating again. You're good at it, apparently.
Apparently, my nasty personality is
is good. You should do that.